With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. We have a special air quality statement in effect. Environment Canada says hot and humid conditions increase air pollution, so if you have asthma, lung, or cardiovascular disease, you might want to stay inside. And if you're coughing, your throat is irritated, you're headachy, or short of breath, that's why. Add Unifor to the chorus calling for an end to uncertainty about the NextStar EV battery plant in Windsor. A statement from National President Lana Payne says negotiations need to end. She says it'll put to rest rising concerns of her members at Stellantis facilities, particularly in Windsor and Brampton. Payne also says she expects the final agreement will deliver on the company's battery facility, the research and development work, and investments at assembly plants in Windsor and Brampton. Last night, Windsor City Council passed a motion calling for much the same, an end to the stalemate. The Ontario Health Coalition has released the local results of its referendum on Bill 60. That's the Your Health Act. It allows private clinics to do some publicly funded procedures and surgeries. Over 5,000 people in this area voted. Only 60 voted in favor of the act, while more than 5,200 voted no. The coalition will release province-wide results at Queen's Park tomorrow. Well, maybe we don't have the worst roads in the province, but according to the CAA Worst Roads campaign, we do have the worst in the Southwest region. Four local roads placed in the top five. Lauzon Parkway was number one, Plank Road in Sarnia came in second, but the rest of the list was filled out with Tecumseh Road East, University Avenue West, and Sandwich Street. The results come from votes across the region and the province. The worst in Ontario is in Hamilton, that's Barton Street East. Windsor City Council didn't sign off on staff in Mitchell's Park downtown, but it did accept a report on the problems there. There's been complaints about aggressive behavior by some of the parkgoers. Ward 3 Councillor Rinaldo Agostino wants administration to look at deploying staff there to provide programming in July and August. It would be a partnership with the Downtown Windsor Community Collective, which already hosts drop-in programs in Bruce Park and Weigel Park. And the Canadian Ophthalmological Society wants you to wear sunglasses year-round, even on cloudy days. It says if you're not, you could be increasing your risk of developing cataracts. It's the UV radiation and is present even on cloudy days. It issued the advice just ahead of Cataract Awareness Month in June. Cataracts are the leading cause of blindness. The Rangers play the Tigers again tonight at Comerica Park, and the Jays host the Brewers. Hot and sunny today, we have a special air quality statement in effect, up to 30 or 22 near Lake Erie. Clear tonight, down to 17, and tomorrow will be sunny and 30, and that's pretty much the story weather-wise all week. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.